You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Let's have a look at a set of results from a JSE listed company. The company's name is Truworths. Their results came out just after the market closed today. I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers, but with me is Michael Mark, who is the CEO of Truworths. Okay, so I'm going in blind here, Michael. How was it? It must have been very, probably one of the most difficult times of your retailing career.
Lindsay, let's say one of the most interesting times.
That's interesting.
There have been other difficult times. You know, it's a funny thing, Lindsay, when you've been around as long as I have, you have lots of difficult times.
Yes.
This feels unusual and extreme, but not, you know, it's difficult, but not any worse than many others we've had, but very unusual times, as you say. Never expected, very different.
I was talking to David Shapiro just now, and that's one of the reasons I haven't been able to look through your results. And he was looking through the results while I was talking to him, and he said, well, explain this, explain that. I asked Michael to explain this and explain that, i.e. headline earnings per share and earnings per share and that sort of thing, and it's all to do with impairments. And he wanted to know about that, and he wanted to know about office. Please tell us.
Yeah, look, office, yeah, we'd like to say we had bad luck with the timing when we bought office. It was before anyone had even mentioned the word Brexit.
Yes.
So we thought we got it at a good price at the time, but as it turned out, Brexit came about 10 months to a year later. So we've had terribly difficult times in office. And then, of course, with COVID in the UK, it's been a disaster. They were closed. We, in South Africa, we were closed for 5 weeks, our stores. In the UK, they were closed for 3.5 months. So it really was hectic. We therefore took a decision last year to impair half the business, and we impaired the majority of the rest of the goodwill in this year. That is one thing. Impairment relates to your anticipated future. On the other hand, there are a little bit of green shoots of optimism starting to come out of office, but that's going to take time.
Okay. So you're not writing this thing off. This is not up for sale. You're going to stick with this one.
Yeah, you know, we had a good look about during the COVID crisis. It was the perfect time. We looked at restructuring. We went to experts, looked at the possibility of selling it. But it was interesting because in that process, we rediscovered, one, the enthusiasm for the brand in the UK by competitors who were wanting to buy it. We were not particularly interested in selling it, but we entertained the thought. And other opportunities came about. For example, during COVID, the business performed incredibly well on e-commerce, much better than we'd expected. And in fact, the sales drop in office is not too bad, considering that the stores have been closed for 3 months.
Yeah.
But the e-commerce was amazing. It's now 45% of their total sales. So e-commerce, the brands, the enthusiasm gave us, let's call it, a bit of new life into the opportunity of office once again.
Okay, so if the economy does turn around, whether it be in the United Kingdom, in South Africa, or globally, there's some kind of synchronized recovery, you are well-placed, I would say. I can hear it in your voice that you're quite enthusiastic. Tell me about the South African situation before we get on to retail trends. What's happened in South Africa?
Well, our business is, if you look at South Africa, generally it's been tough for quite a while, as you know.
Yes.
The biggest issue as we end up is, well, as you know, one of our biggest competitors has now more or less disappeared, which in a sense gives us strong leverage with landlords. And
what are you talking about, Edgars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when we get the aspirational side of our brands, we really have a bit of we have less competition at the better aspirational end of the market at the moment now.
Yes.
On the negative side, of course, is customers are taking strain. And so when you look at our numbers, you'll see our provision has gone up significantly. Not so much the bad debt, but the provision for bad debt. But that, of course, is because of COVID, which means next year the provision will come down, interestingly enough, but the bad debt is likely to go up significantly in the coming year because of the COVID crisis. So customers are taking strain, and it has been tough. On the positive side, there's perhaps a little bit less competition, and there's some great new initiatives that we thought up during COVID, and that gave some more impetus during COVID, which should help us in the future.
You're a clever retailer. I mean, Truworths is a clever company, and you're a clever CEO. What are you seeing over the last 6 months? Have you sat down with people and said, look at this trend? This was happening on January 1st and July 1st. this was happening, and that is a major shift. Are you seeing trends that have emerged that you are latching onto, if I'm putting it correctly?
Look, it's a good question. I'm not sure I agree with the clever part, but thank you for that compliment anyway. Look, let me say this to you. From the point of view of what has changed and whether it's permanent or not, let me hypothesize. Firstly, I think the e-commerce growth during COVID was significant. Now, that has been slow in South Africa, but it was massive in the COVID era, which gave us, I think we grew by 180%. Now, although I admit that's because of COVID, I do think that's going to give more impetus over the short term and medium term to e-commerce generally. So that's the first thing. The second trend that I think is relevant is the fact that customers at the short term are buying far less smarter, formal, glamour type product. You can imagine why, it makes sense.
Yes.
And much more casual, relaxed product. Now, that is probably short term, and I don't know if it's going to be permanent, but it might affect the casual nature of South African dressing into the future.
So you're not going to be buying, sorry to interrupt you, you're not going to be stocking up on lots of suits, two-button or three-button suits, because people are not wearing suits anymore. And I'm talking about men, because I've spent my whole life wearing suits, but I haven't worn a suit for a year and a half, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I walk around in joggers. I mean, it's an interesting thing. You change your wallet address. You're walking around in slippers and joggers.
I'd like to see a picture of that, but that's for another time. But
no,
anyway.
I don't think you want to do that. But,
okay.
But the point is, people have dressed differently. You know, when I say smart, I'm not necessarily meaning suits. In our language, smart could mean dresses, smarter dresses.
Right.
In our language, smart could actually mean what you would call a smart, casual type of top. In other words, it's not a sloppy top, but it's a smarter T-shirt with branding on and a little bit of trims that make it a bit smarter.
Yes.
So smart dressing is, I want to be smarter because I'm going to work even. It doesn't mean I'm wearing a suit. I just want to dress a bit smarter. People are much more sloppy, casual, relaxed around the home, and that kind of dressing. So the smarter element will have suffered and will probably suffer for quite some time.
Yes, I think so. Things have changed, and I don't think things are going to change back to what they were for quite a long time, if ever. Tell me about your dividend policy, please.
Well, you know, at the beginning of COVID, before it hit South Africa, before our president made the momentous first statement, we of course realized there was a crisis coming. So the very first thing we did is we said, look, we've got to look after our staff. We've got to look after our suppliers, which was key. But one of the things we've got to look after our shareholders, they're also going to be short of money.
Yeah.
So we decided cash was king. And everything we did was to manage our stock and our cash flow. And fortunately, we've ended with, our business actually has no debt at the moment. And we are one of the few companies to retain our dividend policy. In other words, we have declared a dividend now, which I'm very proud about, because we felt that it was important to be able to do that. So although earnings have dropped and dividend has dropped, we still declared a dividend at the same dividend cover as history.
Mm. You say here, the directors of the company have resolved to declare a final gross cash dividend from retained earnings in respect of the 52-week period ended 28th of June in the amount of 31 South African cents per ordinary share to shareholders reflected in the company's register on the record date being Friday, the 25th of September 2020. So congratulations, because so many people are, well, so many companies are being a little bit less rewarding towards their shareholders by deferring their dividends or withdrawing their dividends. Michael, thank you very much for your time this evening. Good luck in the future. That's Michael Mark, who's the CEO of Truworths, whose results came out just after the market closed this evening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.